KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have hazy sunshine, and it's currently 71 degrees in Atlantic. Our forecast is calling for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 95. Winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Heat advisories will be in effect for much of the listening area beginning at noon today. And an excessive heat watch continues from Wednesday morning through Wednesday evening for the rest of the KJAN listening area. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee will meet at 5:15 p.m. Wednesday, July 28th, in the Council's chambers at City Hall. On their agenda are reviews of 2022 fireworks proposals from Wild Willie's co-owner Mark O'Brien, J&M Displays, and Dan Vargason, who will purchase fireworks from the Iowa Fireworks Company and put on a show. Mark O'Brien provided a fireworks demonstration late last month as part of an introduction to the products offered by locally owned and operated Wild Willie's. In his proposal to the city, O'Brien submitted a bid of $6,000 for a 45 to 60 minute display on July 4th, 2022. If approved, the event would take place in the area of the Atlantic Little League Diamonds across from KJAN Studios. The proposal includes proof of insurance and property cleanup of the debris. Dan Vargason, who according to his proposal has been shooting off fireworks electronically for over 10 years and sells fireworks for the Iowa Fireworks Company, says he and his family have been working for the past 8 years to organize, purchase, set up, and fire, as well as clean up afterward following the annual fireworks show. He noted that he has donated 10% of the gross sales over the last 4 years to the Atlantic Booster Club. Vargason proposes an electronically fired display lasting no less than 20 minutes. He'll also carry insurance and is proposing to put on the show for the sum of $6,000. He's proposed using the Schulberg Recreation Area between the dock and playground or on a floating platform off the dock to fire off those wearers. The vendors for the 2021 July 4th fireworks display at the Little League Park in Atlantic have offered to give the community a free show valued at $6,000 to make up what was perceived to be a very short show this year. J&M CEO James Otkin said in a letter to Atlantic Fire Chief Tom Campbell that after investigating the circumstances surrounding this year's show, he learned that the lead technician fired the show at a quick, intense pace, which he thought was more exciting, but it shortened the show by quite a bit. Otkin said also the amount of product fired matched the proposal and packing slip, so the content was similar to past years. It's just that it fired so quickly it seemed like it was less, he said. Otkin said if the city accepts the offer, the 2022 fireworks show would have to be held Saturday, July 2nd due to J&M's other commitments. In other business, the Personnel and Finance Committee will review and make recommendations to the council with regard to an acting deputy city clerk, part-time administrative assistant, an update on drug and alcohol testing policy, and work rules and disciplinary procedures in the city's employee handbook. Well, Governor Kim Reynolds on Monday announced her appointment of Major Matthew Peterson as Commandant of the Iowa Veterans Home. Peterson's appointment is effective July 27, 2021. The appointment is subject to Senate confirmation. Peterson's 20-year career and 7 deployments in the Marine Corps Infantry have placed him in a wide range of leadership positions spanning 30 countries and 5 continents. Since retiring from the military, he's directed a working ranch and currently serves as the executive director of a nonprofit organization as well as a high school teacher. Peterson holds an undergraduate degree in philosophy and government from New Mexico State University. He also received master's degrees in political science from Liberty University and another in organizational leadership from Gonzaga University. He is a fifth-generation Iowan from Red Oak. And Governor Reynolds says, thanks to 2 decades of leadership in the Marines and an impressive post-retirement career, Major Peterson brings a unique set of qualifications to the Iowa Veterans Home. He also brings deep appreciation for the military service of veterans whose care he will oversee. Reynolds says his proven ability and dedication will pay dividends for the home, its staff, and residents. The Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown has served Iowa veterans since 1887. Today, it's the largest long-term care center in the state and home to more than 500 veterans. For a time, it seemed as though in mid-June, Iowa was winning the war against COVID-19 with the positivity rates falling to 2% or less. The latest weekly report from the Iowa Department of Public Health, which was on July 21st, indicated the 14-day positivity rate had increased to 4.6% and the 7-day rate was 4.2%. The next weekly update will be on July 28th. Positive tests have increased in several area counties. Health officials say the virus is spreading because people are traveling more and contracting one of the 4 variants That includes Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and Delta, which spread quickly. The Delta variant is the most widely known, of course, of the four. The coronavirus dashboard shows there are 7 cases in Cass County, 6 in Adair County, 3 in Adams and Madison counties, 2 in Guthrie, 5 in Harrison, 1 in Mills, and 4 in Shelby County as of the last data. The test Iowa sites, of course, are no longer available. They've all been closed, but you can pick up a free home test kit between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. at the Cass County Public Health. Cass County Public Health will host walk-in clinic on Wednesday, July 28th and Wednesday, August 4th from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Public Health Office. That's at 1408 East 10th Street, the small brick building across from the hospital. Fortunately, the number of deaths since June 25th in Atlantic and Southwest Iowa have not increased dramatically, with most counties reporting no change in their statistics. 1 month ago, the pandemic death toll had stood at 6,124. The latest coronavirus dashboard showed 6,170 people have died from COVID in Iowa. And there were 2 long-term care facility outbreaks in the state. The number of persons hospitalized with COVID in Iowa had increased as of the last report from a low of 46 on June 25th. Health officials report 39 patients are in an ICU, and 23 were admitted over the past 24 hours. 13 patients were on a ventilator in RMCC Region 4, which had been down to no hospitalizations, ICU patients, new admissions, or persons on a ventilator, currently has 9 hospitalized, 3 in an ICU, 3 were admitted, and 1 person was on a ventilator. And that is a check of our news for this hour here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.